Good Morning Pensacola, Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Shakespeare continues to be culturally relevant even today. The Alabama Shakespeare Festival in Montgomery, Alabama is probably the closest place to this area of the Gulf Coast that creates opportunities for people to experience works of Shakespeare.
So this is a story from another radio station, WWF, of course, a local NPR affiliate. Tim Jordan, who is a teacher at Milton High, is taking his students to the Shakespeare Festival so that they can see Shakespeare performed by real actors in a real setting where they can immerse themselves in the experience, maybe not quite like it would have been at the Globe Theater. But still, I love this for them.
Because it gives such a deep glimpse into the human experience and life and relationships, everything that's important about understanding your place in the world. And so it is of great importance that students get to experience Shakespeare and to be able to see Shakespeare live on stage the way that it was written and meant to be performed is a transformative experience for students.
Man, what a neat opportunity. I guess they're still fundraising for it to make the trip happen, but I love it. I love that our Milton High kids might be going to this big Shakespeare festival in Alabama. One of the students that they interviewed, Savannah Plattner.
For me, Shakespeare's works have always been excellent at capturing the consequences of human actions, especially how they affect another human being. And that was probably why I enjoyed reading Hamlet so much. Hamlet was always dragging everybody else into his business, even if they wanted nothing to do with it. I've never seen anybody ruin so many lives by proxy. It was honestly impressive.
What a great assessment. I love it. So anyway, that was, like I said, UWF had this online yesterday, and I thought it was great. What'd you tell me, John? Your son?
Yeah, I just texted him, and he said that he had Mr. Jordan last year.
Because
that name
cool.
sounded
yeah.
so familiar. And I just verified it with him.
Do you like him?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He did good. He got an A in there. So.
I will tell you, the power of great teachers.
Yes.
You know, I can still to this day remember, I think all of my teachers' names in all K through 12, I think. There might be some college professors. A couple of them I don't care about. But, you know, the ones who really stood out, the great English teachers, the great history teachers, the great math teachers who made me who I am by their teaching. It's the impact that you can have on a kid's life by being a great teacher is you cannot overstate it. It's unbelievable. And especially for something like Shakespeare, because Shakespeare is a great example of the kind of thing that it can go either way. You know, I remember doing Shakespeare with Mrs. Spong in ninth grade English. Okay. And just not pleasant. And it was like, she was a purist, man. Like, she made us do the play, and we had to, like, wear tights and stuff. And you look back now and think, I don't know if that was really a good thing
Whoa.
For us to be. Yeah, because, you know, that's how they dressed or whatever.
I know,
in the period
but I
of times.
Don't want that visual, Andrew.
Mine were green, John.
Jeez. Oh, my God.
You'll never be able to look at me the same again.
No.
So, why were you the only one wearing tights, Andrew? Don't ask questions. Oh, man. No, I traumatically can remember. Like, I can trigger warning remember performing Romeo and Juliet for Mrs. Spong in ninth grade English. And nobody wanted to. Anyway, again, things you probably couldn't get away with today. But it was fine because what you learn, like with Shakespeare, is a great example because the language is so complicated. All the iambic pentameter and the word choice and everything. You can't just read Shakespeare, you know, 2 minutes at a time. You start reading it, and it's really about, like, you know, act two, where you really get into the language and the rhythm of it, and it starts to become something that you're not having to decode as you're listening. And so I love that they're doing this and seeing it performed on stage. I mean, it's wonderful. So that's great work to Tim Jordan, English teacher at Milton High School. What were we going to say?
Oh, I was just dancing. I was just.
We didn't have to dance.
Well, I was trying to do like the Shakespeare.
There's only
little
one thing.
Andrew.
Of that entire segment, what John's takeaway is going to be, my kid's high school teacher's taking kids to Alabama, and Andrew wore tights.
Yes, 4-3-7. The green ones.
I actually, you know, can I tell you, I don't remember if they were blue or green or beige or whatever. I don't remember. And there's no pictures because we didn't have phones.
Oh.
Not everybody had, and we didn't have phones, and not, you know, people weren't with their cameras like, you know.
24/7, yeah.
That did not happen. Let's see, 8:14 here on News Radio 92.3. What was the other thing I was going to tell you about just now? It went straight out of my brain. Oh, I thought this was super weird. Jenna Bush, who is part of the, is she actually on the Today Show, or is she just one of NBC's, like, cast of Today Show-esque people? I'm not really sure. I don't, but she was talking with Hoda Kotb about when she was first brought on to the Today media sphere. Anyway, because she's a Southerner, right? She's from Texas.
Don't fit. They want you to.
Or is it Florida?
No,
Florida.
She's
Texas? Florida? Yes. I can't. Either a Southerner. Either way. Yeah, I know, but I can't remember which state. Anyway.
Don't fit. They want you to wear something a certain way, cut your hair a certain way, speak a certain way, which I know when you came to the network, too, it's like,
oh, yeah, they
welcome
were like,
in, but you have to change.
Yeah, hey, y'all isn't for the whole country. And I was like, well, but it's who I am. Yeah. It's so weird. And this happens in life, too. Like, if you have friends and all of a sudden you're acting not
different.
Who you are
and
you're like, wait. Something in your gut feels wrong.
Right. I'm not being myself. I'm trying to fit here.
Yes.
I'm trying to speak their language.
Poser. Right? As opposed to... I am weirdly offended on behalf of our geographic region that the fine folk at NBC would tell the former president's daughter that she can't say y'all on national television. Now, I think you can see that they might tell people to avoid certain kinds of regionalisms that might interfere. You know, if somebody had a heavy Cajun accent, man, you got to correct that out of there. You can't put them on national TV, okay? Or some, you know, West Virginia draw. There are certain really heavy, you know, I can see it. But just you can't say y'all. You've unmade them a Southerner. Right, you've taken away their language, so I find that annoying.
Especially Texans.
Right, exactly.
Because that's what they say in Texas.
Yeah, I mean, why does the Texas person, you know, why does the Texan have to talk like a New Yorker or a Californian or, you know, I disagree with that. 8:17 on News Radio 92.3, John Pickens got traffic on the fives.
No accidents to let you know about right now. We're still seeing some delays on I-10 between Pine Forest and Highway 29, about a 5 to 7 minute delay there. Other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. If you know, one of the services locally that I represent, assisted living locators, John Horton. It's a group of people who locally help you find the right place for you or your loved one. Because, you know, look, there's all kinds of choices. If you, let's say you decide that assisted living is the right next step. Well, there's like 30 of them. And what are you going to do? You're going to go shop at all the different ones? And what are you going to learn even in the case you do? I mean, how are you going to figure that out? Well, he's there to help with that. He can talk to you about price. He can talk to you about culture. The service doesn't come at any cost to you. Okay? And he can help you find the right place, activity level, all that stuff for you or your loved one. But also for other levels of services, you know, like memory care. Okay? Like skilled nursing. If that's where you or your loved ones are at, you know, you want to find the right place, and he knows all of that. So he's got a local team of people that are designed to help you become familiar with the information, make a good choice, and then get whatever help at whatever level or character that you might need. It's, I mean, really a wonderful service. So if you or you have loved ones who are kind of in this place and, you know, you're needing to, you know, get some information, call John Horton. 712-0887 at Assisted Living Locators.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, from managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and their HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sonny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sonny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Sundays, you get Christian Outlook at 7, Ask the Preacher at 8, Town Hall Review, Fox News Sundays a Weekend, Tech It Out, and Gun Talk at 8.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. And fingers in leather. And the question is, what do you see when you hear 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 12. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Look at me. I graduated public school. What do you see? You see the video? You see the pinball?
I see the colors. Like,
I saw the colors going all over the place. Okay. All right. Fair enough. A little electric company from our youth. 820 on News Radio 92.3. Oh, my God. Did you hear what Trump said to Justin Trudeau when he went to Mar-a-Lago for the, you know, please don't tear off our country into non-existence?
Right.
Did you hear what he said? No. Oh, man. This is good. And I have the report from Peter Ducey is good, but I read some more and there's more to it than just this. So this is Peter Ducey reporting on this yesterday for Fox.
And tonight we're getting some new details about that Trump Trudeau dinner from two people who were at the table. We are told that when Trudeau told President-elect Trump that new tariffs would kill the Canadian economy, Trump joked to him that if Canada can't survive without ripping off the U.S. to the tune of $100 billion a year, then maybe Canada should become the 51st state and Trudeau could become its governor.
Wow. Woo.
Wow. I didn't know we were taking applications. Mr. President, this is a little bit more French than Canadian, but okay. Mr. President, please do not tariff my country into oblivion. You can't handle it. You know, maybe you should become the 51st state. Oh, and it gets worse after that. Okay, that's the part that he reported on. Let's see. Sources also tell Fox that someone at the table chimed in and advised Trump that Canada would be a very liberal state, which received even more laughter, because it is. Canada's like the California of the North. Trump suggested that Canada could possibly become two states, a conservative one and a liberal one. I'm not sure you can segregate them like that. Separate but equal. He told Trudeau that if he can't handle his list of demands without ripping the U.S. off in trade, maybe Canada should really become a state or two and Trudeau could become a governor. While sources say the exchange got many laughs, Trump delivered the message that he expected change by January 20th. And apparently there was a little uncomfortable laughter at the joke. Oh, man. And, you know, I was telling my wife this story last night, and she's like, and the Puerto Ricans said what? Get in line, eh?
Yes.
All right. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, the U.S. is sending a $725 million weapons package to Ukraine. That includes missiles, ammo, and anti-personnel mines, among other weapons. That all, according to Secretary of State Antony Blinken, who said Stinger missiles and drones will also be included in that package. There have been some big changes to the latest college basketball coaches poll. Kansas still ranked as the top team in the country. The Jayhawks are followed by Auburn, Tennessee, Marquette, and Iowa State.
Oh.
Are you ready for Christmas yet? Have you got the tree up?
So I'm in one of those lucky, healthy marriages where my wife does all that stuff for me.
Gotcha.
Yeah, and I don't have to do a thing. And my wife hates presents, so I don't even have to get her a gift. Like, that's our marriage for 27 years, yeah.
That's right. Is the McKay family a real tree or a fake tree kind of family?
Oh, fake tree.
Fake tree?
You're crazy to do real trees. Too much work, too much fire risk. Fake tree, baby. They're beautiful.
Well, you can call me crazy if you want. I like real trees, and a lot of people like real trees. And for some people, it's not even good enough to go buy them at the store. You got to go chop them down yourself at the tree farm.
This weekend was our busiest weekend. We had, you know, hundreds of people here and lots of families.
That is Jeffrey Seiler. He runs a tree farm in Texas. There's several really great tree farms here right around our area, too. And he says there's been so much demand that they may only be open for another weekend. And they'll be
honey, I'm a tree, Clark. On the reel?
Yeah. Yeah, I dug it out of the ground myself.
Back.
Classic. You know, when I went this last weekend and cut my tree down from the farm, and they give you this like big hand saw, gets sharpened whether it needs it every 10
sure,
years.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Next
year. Little tetanus help gone.
Yeah. I'm taking my saws all next year. I'm telling you. Every year older I get, the more work that seems like.
You do strike me as the kind of guy that is going to be that grizzled 50-year-old and, you know, taking his saws all up in there and, you need help with yours? I can help you with yours. All right, David. Thanks so much for the update. 824 here on News Radio 92.3. John, quick survey, fake or real tree?
No, fake.
Thank you.
there's no doubt in my mind.
Yeah, I don't have time for all that. Plus we got pets and the, you know, cleaning up after it. Although my dad will tell you he is Clark Griswold. He was Clark Griswold before there was Clark Griswold. And I have to admit that that's accurate.
Now yeah. There's some reunion show coming up on,
is there?
I can't think of his Prime or Netflix, but one of those is going to have the original cast together to do another Griswold vacation.
Going back before they started changing out the kids every single time they did a new movie?
Right.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Tell them about traffic on the fires. Go on.
That's right. No accidents to let you know about right now. We're still seeing some delays on I-10 between Pine Forest and Highway 29 through that construction zone. About a 5-minute delay there. Not much. It's just congestion. Other than that, traffic is looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. If you are considering getting a realtor because you're considering buying or selling a home, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty are just fantastic. They sell a lot of homes, 3.5 a week, 175 last year, 150 plus so far this year, on track to do about the same. It was over 200 at the peak when everybody, you know, basically like you could go stand out on the corner and say, I've got a house for sale, and you'd have three offers, right? Okay, they were selling, you know, well into the 200s at that point. Market's a little cooler. That's why you need a good realtor. Okay, because, you know, their work really shows in this environment, getting you the best price, solving problems, avoiding problems, getting you all the way through to the closing, helping you know what's normal, especially in an environment where, like, insurance can be a deal breaker and, you know, having a 7-year-old water heater could be a deal breaker. You're like, what? How can that? Well, that's what I'm saying, because insurance companies are weird these days, and, man, getting home insurance is just not the same. So you need somebody who has seen it and done it enough that they really have that experience, and that's Christina and her team. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty. Let's see. What else do we have going on here? Oh, interesting health news note. You remember the other day when Biden made the announcement that he thought that the country ought to go bankrupt over the weight loss drugs? I mean, he said that he thought the weight loss drugs ought to all be covered. But you know that would bankrupt the country, right? What is it, $1,000 a month? I mean, it's some ridiculous amount of money, right? So put aside the question of whether we should or should not make that available through, you know, public financing, or that they should all be covered. But here's a different slice of that issue. It looks like people who are taking these drugs don't want to drink alcohol as much. So, and there's competing theories on why, but the main finding from a study is that about 50% of patients who consume alcohol at baseline reported, so a drink a day, two drinks a day, whatever your norm is, reported decreased alcohol use after initiating their anti-obesity medication. So the different approaches here, one is one person said that they cut back because it seemed like the alcohol hit them too hard, like they got drunk too easily, which maybe that's a selling point for some people, but in this case, this person, like, I felt dizzy after one drink, like it was too strong, too potent. Somebody else says that the drugs just, they diminish the reward effect, so it's the exact opposite. And so, you know, you didn't, and also that you didn't have much craving for it. You know, kind of the way you don't want to eat and you feel full, that you don't want to drink and you feel like you shouldn't drink. So, side benefit of the weight loss drugs appears to be maybe a tool in fighting alcohol abuse or alcoholism. So we'll wait for more information, but kind of an interesting early note on this. 437-1620. Meanwhile, the president-elect, I should say. He's not president yet. Give him 2 months. The president-elect has now made the announcement yesterday that he's going to go to Paris for the reopening of Notre Dame. It's hard to remember that that's going to happen. Like, it's been, what, 5 years? 6 years? How long has it been since the fire? Terrible. What was it, 2019?
It was 2019.
Okay.
Yeah.
Man, that's just, I've been to Notre Dame and I was worried that they were going to have to tear it down because that is a beautiful historic landmark. So that's good. You know, he's going to celebrate historic things. Meanwhile, President Biden is on his 43-country Avoid the Pardon tour, going to Africa and other places, and Brazil. And then the president also, president-elect, also tweeted that, you know, he basically threatened Hamas with, if you don't release all the hostages prior to January 20th, prior to, it's an interesting note, not on, not like Reagan, but prior to, there will be all caps, all hell to pay in the Middle East. And for those in charge who perpetrated these atrocities against humanity, those responsible will be hit harder than anybody else has been hit in the long and storied history of the United States of America. Well, I mean, I think Nagasaki would have a thing to say about that. But okay, right, you know, pretty hard, right? So interesting. Release the hostages now. And Ted Cruz even mentioned this the other day when he was on Face the Nation about how it kind of reminds him of Reagan.
I also think President Trump coming into office on January 20th, the enemies of America, I think, are afraid of President Trump. That is a moment. I hope we have a moment right now that is very much like the end of the Jimmy Carter administration, yeah, right before Ronald Reagan came in. And we saw on January 20th our hostages in Iran released, I think in significant part because the Ayatollah was afraid of Reagan. I hope dynamic is playing out. And if we can see more hostages come home, that would be cause for enormous celebration.
It would be. We'll see. Well, I mean, all of this is before he's even in office officially, right?
I'm Therese Crowley. President Biden waited till his last month in office for the long-promised trip to Africa. In Angola, to spotlight a U.S.-backed railroad project meant to counter China's influence. While President-elect Trump promises there will be all hell to pay if Hamas doesn't release the Israeli hostages by the time he takes office. Senator Ted Cruz gives Fox a prediction about the Trump term.
In the next year, both of the wars that are raging on will end. The war in Ukraine will end and the war in Israel will end.
This presidential pardon is not a done deal amid bipartisan backlash to President Biden's pardoning his son Hunter on tax and gun charges. The special counsel objects, arguing against automatic dismissal. And Donald Trump goes to Paris, invited by French President Macron to join 50 world leaders for the unveiling of Notre Dame Cathedral in its restored splendor. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. It's sunny, 45 right now in Pensacola. A Pensacola woman has died after being hit by a vehicle as she was crossing the highway. It happened yesterday on U.S. 29 near the intersection with Carolyn Way. FHP says the woman was crossing mid-block, wearing dark clothing and using a walker when she was hit by a vehicle. The woman was taken to the hospital and died. The 63-year-old driver of the vehicle was not hurt. One person taken to the hospital after a vehicle ran off the road and crashed into a tree, then caught fire Sunday night. That happened on 98 and Aaron Drive. Escambia County Fire Rescue says firefighters put that fire out quickly to prevent it from spreading into the woods. Peanut processor Coastal Growers and Atmore's filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. They reportedly owe somewhere between $100 and $500 million to creditors. They opened back in 2022 with investments from many area peanut farmers.
It has been terrible, honestly, for the farmers. It has put a lot of really good farmers in a really bad financial position.
And that is Ryan Jenkins from Jenkins Farms in Jay, and he says many area farmers have lost sizable investments in this facility at a time when they couldn't afford to lose any more money due to the state of agriculture. Deputies in Santa Rosa County still investigating after that shooting on Sid Hayes Road over the weekend. It happened during a bonfire that got out of control.
There were over 150 people there and a lot of alcohol flowing, and one thing led to another, and somebody pulled out a handgun, shot a guy in the chest, and next thing you know, life flights landing, we're there, and, you know, we're the wet towel of the party.
Sheriff Bob Johnson, he says the victim was shot in the chest, is expected to survive. Deputies are working to identify a suspect in that case. And if you have any information, contact the sheriff's office or you can call Crime Stoppers. Well, the chilly weather's here, and Escambia Fire Rescue encouraging everybody to practice space heater safety and know the risks associated with using small space heaters in your home. According to the National Fire Protection Association, heating equipment is one of the leading causes of home fires and deaths. And space heaters account for 4 out of 5 home heating fire deaths. And if you are using a space heater and you'd like to have a smoke detector, you need a smoke detector, you can call Escambia County, 850-595-HEAT. Hero. They'll get you a smoke detector. Tampa's former police chief likes President-elect Trump's pick to head the DEA. Of course, Trump nominated Hillsborough County Sheriff Chad Cronister to run the organization. Former Tampa Police Chief Brian Dugan says Cronister will hit the ground running and says he'll bring a needed fresh perspective to Washington. Dugan says Cronister has experience leading a large agency and also says that Cronister is a non-traditional candidate, which is what we need. Three law enforcement officers killed in the line of duty are being honored in Palm Beach County today. Governor DeSantis has ordered flags in Florida to fly at half staff today for Corporal Luis Paez, Deputy Sheriff Ralph Waller, and Deputy Sheriff Ignacio Diaz. The three died in a crash last month. American and Florida flags will be at half staff from sunrise until sunset. It is 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. John's got our traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to let you know about right now. Still dealing with just some minor delays on I-10 between Pine Forest and Highway 29 through that construction zone. Other than that, traffic is looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
It's another cold start to the day with temperatures in the 30s. In the afternoon, warming up near 57 degrees with mostly sunny skies. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping back near 37 degrees. For that Wednesday, mostly sunny skies, high near 65 degrees. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 56. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. 45 in Pensacola, 44 in Gulf Breeze, 43 in Milton. And good morning. It's 8:35. Your money now. Taking a look at our markets. They are opening down, but not by a whole lot this morning. The Dow is down 23 points at 44,758. S&P down about 0.75 points right now at 6,046. The NASDAQ is down just over 6 points at 19,397. Taking a look at our 10-year bond rate, down slightly, 4.18% today. Gold prices are up $15.70 at $26.74.20. Silver prices are up 58 cents, $31.45. Taking a look at the always crazy crypto market right now, Bitcoin down just under 2,000 at $93,893. Ethereum, Solana, Dogecoin, all down. XRP down 37 cents today. Well, shoppers are on pace to shatter holiday spending records. Adobe Analytics says shoppers spent about $10.8 billion on Black Friday, up 10% from last year. And fast forward to yesterday, and they're predicting shoppers likely shelled out upwards of $13 billion for Cyber Monday. Stoli Group USA, the maker of Stoli Vodka, has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy in the U.S. They cite financial difficulties. The bankruptcy filing will only impact their U.S. business, and their products will remain on store shelves throughout the bankruptcy process. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is investigating a Cybertruck crash in Piedmont, California, that killed three college students there. The three were killed last Wednesday when the vehicle veered off the road and slammed into a tree, hit a cement wall. NHTSA officials want to know what led up to the crash and say they often investigate crashes that involve electric vehicles with self-driving capability. 8:37, our next news at 9 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
Join the Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to the Fish House, Atlas Oyster House, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters, tomorrow at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. They'll be discussing holiday hours, Atlas Beverage Class, fall and winter menus at Jackson Steakhouse and Angelina's, deck the halls at Jackson's, New Year's Eve, and celebrate 12th night at Jackson's Great Southern Restaurant Week.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
As a mom, comforting my family is what I do best. Vicks VapoStick provides soothing, non-medicated Vicks Vapors in an easy-to-apply stick. And it dries fast, so there's no mess. I use it to comfort myself and my family.
Thanks, Mom.
Vicks VapoStick. Soothing comfort for the whole family. And when you need more comfort for yourself, try Vicks VapoShower Max for steamy Vicks Vapors.
Use as directed. VapoStick for use ages 4 and up. VapoShower Max use for adults only.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
I give you the Griswold family Christmas tree.
A lot of sap in here. It looks great. A little full. A lot of sap.
Doesn't just make you want to go home and watch the movie if you haven't watched it recently. All right. So that wasn't going to be my topic, but apparently Meg is all hopped up on this issue. So we'll talk about it. David brought it up. He forced it. So here we go. Real or fake? Which one are you doing? 437-1620, 437-1620. I'll start with you, John, because you and I are on the rational side of this debate. Go on.
Hey.
Fake.
Fake tree.
For sure.
Fake tree.
I ain't
cheaper,
got no time to clean up.
Sturdier.
Right.
Stable. No fires.
Right,
no dead pets. All right.
Okay, so have you ever been in a car and you're listening to the people on the air and they're saying this stuff that you just find is outrageous and you're in the car at the stoplight going, no, 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 live tree. I'm yelling in the car, live tree.
So just to pause on the argument for the moment, you're the lady stopped at the light in your car yelling at the radio. I just want to make sure that we have proper context for the comments about to come.
I will own it in this moment.
No, same. I am. I yell at the radio all the time when I'm listening to it.
So for sure, yes.
Go on.
But no, this is what the problem is with America. We're giving up our traditions.
Do you have any, like, you know, old man complaining music we can play for this guy?
I wish I did.
What's wrong with America? Get off my lawn and give me my real tree.
I want to pound on the table. The tradition. Of taking the family out and shopping for a tree, and it's a big deal, and you decide on the smell and the size and the branches and how tall it should be, and then you get it in the car, and then there's an argument over whether to put it in the back seat or put it on the top of the car. You know, I mean, all the stuff that goes with it. And then you get the extra branches from the tree, you know, the tree place, and then you make a wreath out of that. And then when you get home and you put the tree up, and then, I mean, it's a whole thing. It's a tradition. But here's the best
part.
You're
big on liturgy. I notice this. You're big for people. Liturgy is just the Christian word for like a process that's sort of stylized.
I love the
and you,
idea.
You love that with the Thanksgiving dessert.
Yes, okay. And I love that when you. And then the best part: the next day when you walk in the house, and it smells like Christmas. Smells like Christmas. You can't get that from a fake tree. It smells like plastic. Thank
I think
you.
There's candles out there that can help me with that.
Oh, my
or
gosh.
Or a blade plug-in.
What's the brand of the New England? What is the big famous brand of candle?
Oh, the Yankee
candle. Yeah,
oh
so you
my
get a
gosh.
Yankee candle pine scent.
This
pine
is what's
scented.
Wrong with the world. This right here is what's wrong. I know someone listening in their car at the stoplight right now agrees with me.
Looking for today is the Griswold family Christmas tree.
437-1620, 437-1620. All right, where are you at on this? Since it's about, you know, sometimes we wait too long for the Christmas topics because, you know, most people are making decisions kind of now about whether to do. And my dad always did a real tree.
See, and I think
as,
I would have loved
ritual,
your dad.
As
yes,
a ritual.
It's a family
He's still alive.
Thing.
You can still love him.
Okay, it's a family. He and I agree. It's a family thing.
And he likes younger women, so you never know.
Oh,
okay. Ram the boat.
Okay, then. We just went from trees to something completely different.
In any case, y'all are both single. You never know what can happen. Mom? So.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Help me, someone. Please help me. Help me.
No,
help
but he
me.
He as I said before, he's Clark Griswold. He's a guy who would go. I mean, he would absolutely go to the forest and where you're not even allowed to touch, you know, a pine cone without breaking the law. He'd probably cut down a tree and may have done so in the past. I don't know. He'd be up on the roof in the snow putting the lights. He's that guy.
Yes. And the other thing is I bet you use crummy fake ornaments too.
I don't remember.
Because we had handmade things. We had things passed down from generation to generation.
My mom, I remember her ornaments because I think in the divorce she got most of the ornaments.
Okay.
And then I don't know what he got, you know.
Tinsel.
So, okay.
Tinsel, that was like 1980s.
Tinsel's great. Tinsel. I actually love tinsel. Tinsel's beautiful.
Not the strings of tinsel, the kind that was the fit you took
out
of the box.
Oh, okay.
And put
shredded aluminum.
Shredded,
yes. You know, the 1/10 of a mil thick or whatever.
Gotcha. Yeah,
and my mom would make us take it off the tree and save it for next year.
Oh, well, thrifty, including the wrapper, too?
Not the wrapper, just the tinsel part.
Not the wrap around the packages? You didn't save that for the next
no.
year? Oh, well, wasteful people. Okay, 437-1620. No, but we bought an artificial tree several years ago, and I'll never go back. It's beautiful. It's simple. It's a time saver.
I've never felt...
We don't have fires in our house, and we don't have dogs choking on the pine needles, having to vacuum up the pine needles, having to remember to water the tree. Goodness sakes, it's not meant to be. 437-1620. Let's see. Somebody says fake, but make it smell real. I don't know how. Somebody says sadly fake. And I don't think there's any sadly about it. I just, the sap, all of that stuff. Pretty much all you get for the real tree is pain and sap and smell. You get the pain of getting poked.
They're different. They're unique. Every year is a little bit different
this
tree.
This is what's wrong with America.
The branches.
You know, you can pull them at different angles if you like.
And on a fake tree that looks the same. It's all measured out. It's all perfect. And I like the imperfections of a real tree.
I love the philosophizing on the tree.
That's
wonderful.
So we'll just pull out a, thing on your fake one and then... Oh, yeah, that was discount.
We'll bend it the wrong way or whatever. John's got traffic on the fives.
I feel so alone.
You have callers on your side.
Damn.
We haven't had any yet, but okay, go ahead, John.
We're seeing some delays of the Garcon Point Bridge. Work on the bridge right now results in one lane. Backups are up to 20 minutes on the Garcon Point Bridge, so just be aware of that. No new accidents to let you know about. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
437-1620, 437-1620. Oh, I got a long ago call back here. Somebody said, real tree? Ain't nobody got time for that.
Ain't nobody got no time.
Nice.
Oh, Christmas tree. Oh, Christmas tree.
Are you singing on the radio?
Uh-huh.
I like it. let's see. I don't know if that's the Charlie Brown version or if that. Anyway, let's see. Absolutely fake. I have a very small Charlie Brown fake tree that's been lit since last year in the corner of my living room. Absolutely love it. When kids were living here, always a live tree, now a fake tree. Somebody says, fake tree, no mess and cheaper. I do buy a real wreath for the aroma at Christmas. Somebody else says, fake tree with an exclamation mark. People are emphatic. I haven't seen a real tree person yet. This is kind of interesting. Other than you, I'm sure they're out there. They're just scared. Or they're, in recovery after having been wounded by the tree. Somebody here says, the smell of Christmas in January when you open all the Christmas bills, the smell of glue on the envelopes. Oh, okay.
Here's a positive.
It's funny, sort of positive.
Scrooge.
I blame Bic. They brought us the disposable pen. Now it seems everything is disposable. I have done the tree poaching, but now we have a fake tree. There you go. Real tree, but my wife is allergic, which she didn't tell me till after we got married, but I still choose her over the real tree. Only reason I'll get a real tree is not to have to fluff the tree. It's a separate conversation. mine hangs on the wall. It's a 2D tree. And 3 years ago, our live Christmas tree came with a surprise. Woke up the next morning, and there were hundreds of baby spiders and webs all around.
Oh, yay! Surprise!
We now buy a fake tree every year. I love it. David, are you want to get none of this? What's your... You're a young dad.
Well, so I love the I love the smell of real trees. Mm-hmm. I bought the real tree. We went and cut it down at the farm. It was a great family experience.
You were the instigation for this topic today, by the way.
They had a Santa Claus and a train ride and a petting zoo at the tree farm. It was a wonderful experience.
Do you feel like you would have been a bad dad if you hadn't done that?
No, it was a fun experience.
Just wanted to.
Yeah, okay. it was a cool thing to share with Caitlin, get her picture with Santa for the first time. That was really cool.
What's it like to buy a Christmas tree where there's no snow and it's barely cold?
It
seems a little unsatisfying to me. It seems
You should buy Christmas trees when the snow is hitting you.
Like, there should be big clumps of snow hitting you when you're buying a Christmas tree.
This is from the person who bought the tree at the back of a department store.
Well, if I'm going to get rid of the live experience, I'm going to... It wasn't the back. It was in front. John?
Never mind.
But, Andrew, not only did I do the real tree, I took it a step further this year. And my clippings from the tree, I made a real wreath out of.
Yes.
Oh, wow, you went full.
I've done that.
Are you doing
so
popcorn
with
strings
you
with real
this.
Popcorn and everything?
I didn't do
not
that.
Yet.
No.
Okay.
Not
all
yet.
Right, fair enough.
You can take the boughs and put it on your fireplace mantle. There's so many things you can do.
So, Meg, I do have a question for you. You believe in the real tree? Why do you hate trees? Why do you want to kill so many trees every year?
I don't hate trees.
But you're killing so many every year.
They're being reborn.
It's repurposed. Pure waste. I mean, the only thing that a Christmas tree grows for is to feed the antelopes and the giraffes at the zoo, you know, the week after Christmas. See, the one time I got a real tree, I ordered it online, and it was delivered, LOL. I bet Mr. Wiggins has a real tree. Oh, we'll have to ask him. He'll
yes,
be on. You'll
yes,
have to
coming
ask
up
him.
Next.
Real trees are expensive. No, that's for sure. That's true. And a live tree is the only way to go. Here we go. Last one. A live tree is the only way to go every year. We as a family get together and go and pick our tree, and it is the best experience.
Yay.
There
thank you,
go.
You so
ended
much.
On a pro-Meg note.
Thank you.
8:49 on News Radio 92.3, informative. Local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. And if you're thinking about that next vehicle, Frontier Motors has got a good selection of quality used vehicles. And here's the thing. You go buy a new car, and you go to Toyota, and you go to Honda, and you go to Audi, and you go to Buick, and you go wherever you're going to go. I don't know. Can you even go to Buick dealership anymore?
they actually do.
Chevy.
Yeah.
Anyway, you go to each one, and they each have only their own cars for new, right? So you have to go each place again and again. Or you go to Frontier and you get all of them in one place and you can side-by-side compare them. And plus, okay, you don't have to spend the new car price. And they will warranty these cars to 100,000 miles or 10 years. And you can really compare. Do I like that? Do I not like that? And I'll just, it's a goofy thing. But for me personally, I found that most American-made cars, I don't like the headrest. They push my head forward. I don't like that. So that's part of the reason why I like Honda, because they don't do that. Now, that may not bother you, but that's something you wouldn't know until you sit in the car. And you don't want to discover that 3 months into owning the car. You want to know that in advance. And that's the kind of thing you get by sitting, driving, playing with, comparing them side by side. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, right behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex, it's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Hi, this is Terrence A. Gross. Did you know that Florida recently passed a major tort reform package? The legislature reduced Florida's general injury statute of limitations from 4 years to 2 years. They limited attorney's fees and homeowners' lawsuits, which could adversely affect homeowners. For any injury claim, call me, Terrence A. Gross, at 850-434-3333 or visit us on the web at grossandschuster.com.
It's open enrollment time for health insurance.
Have you signed up? Do you know where?
Whether you currently have coverage or not, there are some important things you need to know. Get your questions answered. Tune in Thursday at 9 a.m. as Chad PQ from Affiliated Insurance joins the Pensacola Expert Panel so you can get the facts and the latest information on healthcare.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10, before WEAR-TV News, on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Right, big bucks. Stop!
Stop! That's
what you want.
Look out! Look out!
I saw you knock.
President Biden, well, I'll put it this way. If it was my son, I'd pardon him too. But here's what I didn't like. Don't lie to us. Don't tell us you're not going to do it and then do it. That's not what a president should be like. You know, if you're going to do it, which he should have at the end of the day when somebody asked him that, I'll make that decision later. But don't lie to the American people, because it's not upholding to the President of the United States.
Tommy Tuberville, Senator from the great state of Alabama, the not as great as Florida state of Alabama, talking about the pardon. And, okay, a couple of technical things here. It's not a lie unless you know it's false when you say it. If he really intended to not pardon Hunter, it wasn't a lie when he said it. Now, that doesn't mean he didn't go back on his word, doesn't make him not a hypocrite, but hypocrite is a lie too, right? You have to believe it's false, okay? Hypocrite does not mean you do something contrary to what you say. A hypocrite is somebody who lies about their ethics, religion, or politics for personal gain or appearances and knows they're lying, okay? Hypocrisy is a very specific sin. Anyway, so Tommy Tuberville says he shouldn't lie. I'm not sure that it was a lie. Maybe he believed he wouldn't. If he believed that he would pardon him, then okay, sure, that's a lie. Should he follow through and be consistent? Sure. We talked about this yesterday. I would have pardoned my own son. Oh, man, that part bothers me. Like, the whole idea of the system of law is that you don't pardon the people that you can. You don't engage in legal nepotism. I didn't like Biden saying you'd understand it was my son. I don't like Tommy Tuberville saying it's fine. It would have if it had been my son. Of course, he went farther and said that Biden's blanket 10-year pardon for his son goes way back to covering all kinds of other things, and we're going to discover more as time goes on.
It won't be the last pardon. I'm sure there will be a lot of other family members down the line who will get a pardon closer to the inauguration. But this has been a tough time for our country, having a family like this involved in all things they've been involved in. I'm not going to prosecute and put guilt on anybody right now, but I think in the future, the things I've seen, you're going to see a lot of things come out that's going to be very unbecoming to this administration.
I would wait to say stuff like that, because if it turns out to be that he doesn't do any of that, then you just look like a jerk. And if it turns out that he does, well, you want to give somebody a chance to do that. So I think alleging that there's going to be further pardons for other Biden family members at this point is a little bit premature. Now, if he does, I mean, he loses all of his legacy as the person of ethics, as the higher ground, as the do the right thing kind of person. But he hasn't done that yet, so you can't say that yet. And I don't think this particular one falls into that category that heavily. We'll come back to this in a second, including I thought Kimmel's quip last night was actually pretty good. John Pickens got traffic on the fives. John?
Brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the best of the Bay winner, Barberry Plumbing, at 477-8782. No accidents to let you know about. I-10, I-110 are flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. So last night, Jimmy Kimmel, who I don't really watch anymore, but I did see that the clip was out there, and I thought it was fairly funny. You got to kind of listen to the end to get it.
They have to be kidding, right? Everyone who voted to let a 34-time convicted felon off the hook is very mad about Joe Biden letting his son off the hook. And I, by the way, I don't necessarily disagree. The guy committed crimes, but let's take a stroll through reality here. Not only did Trump pardon his son-in-law Jared's dad, who went to prison for hiring a hooker to frame his own brother-in-law, this weekend, he named that same man U.S. ambassador to France. And yes, Joe Biden did say he wasn't going to pardon Hunter. But to be fair, there's a very good chance he doesn't remember saying that. Okay?
But also, doesn't that kind of qualify him to be ambassador to France? I wouldn't think that's actually a handicap for him. 437-1620. Oh, just because it's been in the news a lot lately, the movie, you know, Wicked is out and people are enjoying going to the movie. One thing is, if you like the movie, you may not want to let your kids read the book. Now, I have not seen the play or seen the movie, but apparently,
this is a serious warning for parents of children who have loved the movie Wicked. Do not buy them the book. I would not want my children reading it. They would be traumatized.
Because the book, which was adapted into the play, and of course it was adapted into the movie, 18 plus.
This is a series.
Oh, sorry, here we go.
So here's a very vague and coded list of things that happen in Wicked the book that make it, in my opinion, 18 plus. There is an adult party. There is SA. So it's SA involving.
SA is not writing a paper. Essay is sexual activity. just somebody on TikTok.
Creatures that should not be involved. There is There is
throat-slitting.
Ritualistic.
More throat-slitting. So killing, drinking, drugs, sexual assault, prostitution, crime, racism, murder, and sex parties between humans and, let's say, other. Falba, who is the main character when she's first introduced, the ferocious infant who is muzzled after biting off people's appendages. Oh, and they've got the movie picture on the book, so you might very naturally think, movie PG, book PG. Not so much. Although, remember, wasn't it Wicked action figures that had the porn website on the outside of the box? My mistake? Maybe not a mistake after all. So in any case, if your 10-year-old loves the movie, maybe
listen
not.
Listen on air at 90. 90-